and welcome back to Badass Bitches Tarot for the week of September 8th through September 14th. I'm your host, Cardsy B. As many of you already know, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in New York City. I began learning tarot when I was still in grade school, and since then, I've turned that hobby into a tarot practice and the creation of my own deck, Badass Bitches Tarot by Cardsy B, as well as various tarot products and events. So first of all, I truly apologize for the lack of episode last week. I came straight back from my friend's birthday weekend in the North Fork and had just enough time to unpack and repack for my friend Brooklyn's wedding in Portland. To be honest, I've been feeling a bit tumultuous and overwhelmed since August and decided the best thing to do for myself was just take the week off and come back with a better episode where I wasn't rushing the content and coming from a place of exhaustion. So, as much as I hate to miss an episode, it's really, the whole rule of healing. The better we are to ourselves, the better we are to the world. So I needed to take that little time off and I appreciate your patience. So, we already went through September's cards last month, starting with the Hermit, which is ruled by Virgo, thus the reason it is the card of the month for September. The Hermit really guides us to go within and kind of trust our intuition to lead the way. The Hermit also encourages us to filter out all outside noises, and that means whether those are other people's opinions or even your past self, just really filtering that out in order to be true, to listen to that inner voice right now and be true to what is aligned with your best and highest interests in this present moment, thus me skipping a week of the podcast and skipping my Instagram live. September also brings in the King of Swords, and this card is known as the ultimate truth bomb card. It's that throat chakra opening card, which can either bring in a sudden truth from the outside that we need to hear, or it can urge us to share our truths, which is more often the case. But it's basically about a truth that's impactful that needs to kind of come to the surface to be heard and to be shared. I think the secret lies in this card in being able to do that, to both receive it with kindness and also, if it's your turn to share a truth, to do so with love and kindness and grace. But both of these cards, I'm noticing a lot of people have already experienced much of this month, myself included, but I will get to that in a moment. Let's look at the card of the week. Knight of Swords. Yes, please, Rhiannon, come in and rescue us. All right. This looks promising, guys. In the OG Smith Rider Waite deck, this knight is on the card dressed in red, charging forward with his sword straight up in the air. And when you look at the background, the clouds are kind of blurry and the tree looks like there's motion to it. So that's indicating this is fast motion, right? We have the knight who's kind of regal. He's up on this horse, like kind of in a position of power, and he's moving very quickly. As we know, court cards are ruled by elements rather than planets or constellations. So the knights are representative of air, and swords are also ruled by air. So that means this move is like a fast, strong wind, which we see in the OG card. And I love this card for that reason. I'm a Sag, I'm impatient, I like movement, and this is a results-oriented court card. In the Badass Bitches Tarot, as I mentioned, this is Rhiannon Roslin, an activist, mother, owner, president, and CEO of the Economic Club of Canada, and all around a badass leader. And the thing about this card is they always say with the Knight of Swords, if you were doing a homework assignment and you're in school or you had a big presentation to finish, this is the card in the deck that you would bring in to kind of channel that energy to get you through to the finish line as quickly and efficiently as possible. So I'm really excited that we have this. I feel like there's been a lot of things coming up over the past few weeks in this Hermit energy in the Virgo zone. And I feel like the Knight's going to help us charge through this upcoming week and get through the chaos a little bit more clearly. So in place of a guest this week, I'm doing a little bit of an energy update episode because a lot of friends, clients, and my own sanity have been asking, WTF is up with the energy this month? So no, we're not in a Mercury retrograde period, which is the infamous, often overhyped, in my opinion, villain of the astroplanes. And I'm also not an astrologist. I would absolutely follow Sasha, aka at Starbound Earthseed, for more details on that front. What I do know, however, is that we're in the middle of Virgo season, the Earth sign with the detail-oriented, insane work ethic that comes around every August 23rd through September 22nd and asks us all to get our shit together. I always think of that, the fun side of Virgo, right? Like that's kind of how I launched the September podcast because I'm, you know, the Sagittarian annoying optimist of like, yay, it's Virgo season. And it kind of makes me think of that line from that Meg Ryan, Tom Hanks movie, You've Got Mail, where Tom Hanks is emailing, writing, "Don't you love New York in the fall? It makes me want to buy school supplies. I would send you a bouquet of newly sharpened pencils if I knew your name and address." Virgo season does have that. It has that yay, fresh start, back to school, back to work after, you know, ending the summer with that partying Leo energy. And you're kind of like, yeah, let's get things started. And you have that excitement about starting a new project, about starting a new, you know, the fall launching and kind of getting back down to work. The downside of get your shit together Virgo season is a lot like getting a deep cleansing facial, all right? Or cleaning out your closet. You got to push all that old stuff out that you no longer need in order for you to really get clear, get that clean, clear foundation to then move forward. And that stuff that we're pushing through, it can be ex drama, it can be past friendships, relationships, mental and physical health flare-ups, or all of the above. Even celebrities are not exempt from this, people. Madonna, Badass Bitch's Wheel of Fortune card, who is a Virgo rising herself, postponed and canceled several of her September tour dates. I mean, this doesn't seem so great for super fans who've paid up to $2,000 a ticket, okay? And she get canceled. Side note on this, I actually did not buy a ticket to this concert because intuitively I just wasn't feeling it, even though I've seen every single concert, often front row, since I was in high school. But I just, for whatever reason, I was like, I don't know, if I get a ticket, I get a ticket. It's meant, you know, the universe will give me one, but I'm not feeling like buying one. And points to Slytherin House for me trusting my intuition on this one, guys. But that's not the point of the money I saved. The point is, even Madonna is in this right now. Okay, we're all feeling this intensity of Virgo season. And I hope for all of her fans and for herself, she gets her shit together and has a fantastic tour after this. On the health front, I've also had several friends and clients share with me that they've recently decided to go back on antidepressants. Others have been coming down with colds or flus unexpectedly, seemingly out of thin air. I was handing out healing spells and potions and healing bath salts all last week, like it was like candy at Halloween. So we're all feeling it. It just kind of, you know, in different areas of our lives. Did you guys feel this in certain arenas of your life? If so, I just want to say, even if it really, really, really sucks, could it be part of clearing and releasing that is actually serving you in the big picture when you take a step back? And I know that's like annoying advice when you're in it, but just something to think about as you're going through it. How am I handling Virgo season, you ask? Well, this hit about every area of my life. First of all, the ex that I've mentioned occasionally who's on television, who I try not to go into too much detail about, she did quite the opposite of that in her life. She decided to speak all about me and our relationship on nearly every single interview she gave after the season finale of her reality show. And sadly, she didn't exactly tell the truth. Her narrative concluded that, though it was a great love that taught her so much, she left me because she is truly straight. This was just a lesbian stage, and she is attracted to, quote, boy body parts and didn't feel like herself. Okay. Not exactly what happened, folks. When I ended the relationship and she broke into my apartment telling me, "We're going to the south of France next week and I'm going to marry you." After I explained that a proposal should begin with a question, not a statement, and should never involve breaking and entering, this relationship just didn't work out. Nor did it work out when we tried it a second time 2 years later, and she still could not acknowledge me as her girlfriend in any public situations, causing me to leave yet again. So hearing about these interviews and then like basically the equivalent of emotional cutting, I watched them, this hit me really hard. And not because of the public nature of the message, she didn't use my name, I don't really care what people think if you know me. It wasn't even that. It hurt because I think deep down, I thought maybe one day she would authentically love her whole self, including her real age, her actual sexual orientation, and stand empowered in who she is, and we would end up together somehow. Personally, I blame Candace Bushnell for this unrealistic, you know, expectation. We all saw Carrie get back together with Mr. Big and thought that was possible for all of us. But I mean, do we really think that Big changed that much? I'm thinking now, maybe not. Anyway, these interviews and her narrative slammed this door closed for me. You know, slammed it, glued it, nailed it shut, all the things. The universe was saying, heck to the hell no, this is not your person. In these situations, we can go one of two ways, right? The first being sadness, anger, feeling like a victim, which I did for a good week, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, feel your feelings, people. Three of Swords it up when you need to, right? The only way out is through. So I did all of the things. I cried, I yelled, I, you know, retold the story to my best friends. I went through it. But the alternate route on the other side of healing often involves gratitude. And I eventually came to, thank you, universe, for showing me this. And I didn't even have to go back into the relationship for a third round. I only had to turn on my TV, scream, are you effing kidding me, at the screen, and then hit the power button and shut it off. That's so much easier than some people's ex drama. So trust me, I am grateful for that. And this was that big King of Swords truth bomb moment, how we have King of Swords for September. This was mine. No, and, you know, not that the truth was that what she's saying, even, it's not how our relationship truthfully ended. But whether that's the story that makes her the most comfortable or what she truly believes now, it is her truth, right? That's her story. And I'm very grateful for that clarity, because this allows me to clear this energetic space once and for all and, you know, allow that space to be open for people, purposes, and energies that are aligned with who I am. And just in case that wasn't clear enough, I've been having skin flare-ups on my hands for the past couple of months with an extra atrocious level of hideousness coming in September specifically. And if you follow the metaphysical meaning of physical ailments at all, Louise Hay wrote an incredible book, You Can Heal Your Life, that goes into detail here. And skin issues are said to be linked with self-loathing or, you know, like not approving of yourself, which there's a lot of that for me in that relationship, obviously, of feeling closeted, feeling ashamed of myself and that I wasn't good enough. And the hands are linked to holding on to the past. So yeah, that pretty much checks out. And this has been both painful and embarrassing because I read tarot with my hands, right? And that's what I do for a living. But I decided that if my body is pushing out some stuff that needs to go, like stuff that was in my DNA in a cellular level for a long time, and it's now shedding it, pushing it out, I'm grateful. And I'm welcoming in the happy, healthy new cells that are on their way in. So please send good healing vibes to my hands in the meantime. I'm also seeking a new dermatologist and just ordered like 3 new pair of fingerless leather gloves for the fall. So doing all I can. So as these things occurred and they were, you know, these periods can feel like you're just getting like beat up by the universe. And as soon as you clear one, something else comes up and you're like, okay, I'm trying to learn the lessons, but like, give me a breath between rounds here, you know? And after all of this, I had to head to Portland, Oregon. And I lived there for a few years. I used to design for Nike, and I met one of my very best friends in this lifetime and my mentor throughout my career, Jason Phillips. And he was the most talented designer I've ever met, an amazing soul, and just like a soulmate. Like we had this connection, like he was the brother I never had. And Jason died of HIV-related complications a few years ago. I haven't been back to Portland without him living there until this trip. So it was bittersweet for me. You know, I was so happy for my friend, Brooklyn, who is getting married. And, you know, I was going for this reason of celebration. And I love Brooke so much. I used to babysit her when she was little. I grew up with her as well. And she's like a little sister to me. And I worked for her mother at Nike. And her family really included me and welcomed me into their family and made me always feel so supported, so loved, and so taken care of. So it was kind of this interesting juxtaposition going into this trip, right? And that's kind of a King of Swords moment of what is the truth. And sometimes, you know, to me, this is a little bit going off topic because our cards of the month were Hermit and King of Swords. But going into a little bit the moon, right, where there's kind of light and shadow, and there's your Instagrammable life, and there's kind of your shadow stuff. And this trip held both for me because there was so much love and beautiful nostalgia, and there was also the pain of Jason no longer being in this physical realm. So after not the best 6-hour tear-filled flight preparing on the way there, I was very ready for bed. My parents were also attending the wedding and had asked to pick me up at the airport. And so I said, sure, that would be great to see them too, even though I had already planned to take a car service to the hotel. But I was like, that's great. So here we go. Here's another fun hermit moment that I'm about to go into. As well as, if we remember last week's card of the week was Five of Swords, but reversed. And that certainly came into play. So backstory. My dad is a horrible traveler. He prefers rural environments and does not work well in cities or foreign places. We didn't vacation growing up. Our family trips consisted of long car rides to Kenosha, Wisconsin, or Erie, Pennsylvania to visit my parents' family members. And the few vacations we took consisted of my dad having full-on screaming and swearing meltdowns. Once he even threw a chicken at the wall as he sat there and just watched my mother clean it up after. So as a child, didn't love this, and I learned to cope by leaning very heavily on my Walkman. I would put on my earphones, listen to Madonna at full volume while shutting my eyes. And as I got older and grew into a teenager, I began to count down the days till I could flee and live on my own in a big city and just be able to explore and enjoy with that Sagittarian nature of mine. As an adult, I've done a lot of forgiveness work for my sake as well as my father's over the years. My dad has a lot of flaws, but so do I. And I truly believe he's doing the best he knows how with what he's been given in this lifetime. A man went into cardiac arrest a few months ago, and my dad was the only one who sprung into action. He gave him CPR while instructing others to phone an ambulance. He's highly intelligent. He's not even the country bumpkin character he sometimes likes to hide behind. I do think he struggles with extreme anxiety, which he often dismissed my anxiety and depression because he calls these breathing attacks and tantrums of his own just being pissed off. But I've come to learn he probably doesn't want to acknowledge there is something more behind his issues and therefore wants to believe that I'm just fine as well. So when he and my mom couldn't remember where they parked after picking me up at the airport, right on cue, my father started to huff and puff, struggling for breath, ranting and swearing as my mom and I worked to solve the problem. Initially, like many of us, I reverted internally to my child self. Dear God, I wanted to close my eyes and blast Madonna. And this time, I even had the luxury of being able to flee if I chose and grab a cab to my fancy hotel solo. Lola and I had to pee, and we were tired as fuck. I'm a grown woman. I don't need to deal with this anymore, I thought. But then, I remembered Five of Swords reversed, aka look at the whole picture. Don't take the shady victory only to lose the war. So I took a few deep breaths, and I told him, Dad, if you're feeling really stressed and unable to deal with this, I can get you a cab to your hotel, and Mom and I will find the car, and we'll deal with the rest of this on our own. I told him if he was staying, though, I needed him to please be quiet while we found a solution, as all of us were frustrated, but it was a manageable problem. His behavior often causes members of my family to snap back at him. But what I've come to realize is that his, like most humans, expressions of anger and outbursts are coming from fear. He most likely felt confused and upset at himself for not remembering where the car was, and maybe even a little frightened about that in a foreign city. I think he also gets upset at himself for not being the quickest in solutions in these scenarios. After my mom and I found a parking attendant to help us locate the car, I told my parents, it's okay. No one was hurt. People lose their cars in huge lots all the time. Even the parking attendant confirmed this for us. And it's okay that it was stressful. I explained that I'm a terrible driver, for example. And similarly, I wouldn't know what to do if someone was going into cardiac arrest. My dad does. That seems like a pretty good skill to have. We all have different skill sets and just need to be kind to ourselves and to each other. I got to Portland feeling very exhausted and very emotional. When I walked to breakfast the next morning after the parking lot incident, I looked up and I asked the universe and Jason for a sign of how to survive this trip as my best and highest self. Right after, I looked up and saw a stained glass window of Ruth Bader Ginsburg in the exact same pose I drew her in the Justice card in Baddest Bitches Tarot. Boundaries. That's how you're going to survive this trip. Tarot is everywhere, and the universe always has your back, if you pay attention. So I hope you all manage to survive the rest of Virgo season. Looking forward to moving swiftly with Knight of Swords this week. But as these things come up, just know, it's like a good facial. It's clearing all of the stuff that no longer serves you so that you can release it, transmute it, and become a stronger, clearer, more authentic version of yourselves. All right, so before we go, thanks for bearing with me through that energy update, and I do hope that that's helpful to you guys, because I've been getting, like I said, a lot of friends, clients, family members dealing with this stuff. So I hope my story is helpful and that you guys make it through the rest of Virgo season. So to recap before we go, September comes in with the Hermit guiding us to go within and trust our intuition to lead the way. This disciplined Virgo energy will help us to filter out outside noise and make meaningful progress on things that we may have pressed pause on to embrace those playful Leo vibes of July and August. We also have King of Swords, that ultimate truth bomb, encouraging us to speak our authentic truth and be open to hearing truths when it comes to our best interests, whether it's from loved ones, through our guides, or signs from the universe. This week also brings us the Knight of Swords, the fastest moving knight, who is working with us to move forward effectively and efficiently. All right, guys. So thank you so much for bearing with me. And as much as I've tried to stay consistent on my new Instagram live on Monday nights at 7, I did fail this week because it was a little bit of a chaotic, crazy week, but I'm back on track. So Monday night Instagram live, if you haven't tuned in the past, you get to ask your own live questions for a free live mini reading. And you can send questions through in advance through my DMs at CardsyB or through my website, www.badassbitchestarot.com. I also have a couple fun events coming up. I'm reading at the Y7 launch on September 17th, their new Flatiron location if you're in New York. And of course, my partner Stephanie Wallace and I are so excited to launch our first ever retreat together, City Witches Ritual. So for those of you who want to practice your magic in style and luxury, this October 27th, the weekend before the Scorpio new moon, we will be celebrating in East Hampton. This retreat includes luxury accommodations, yoga, breathwork, Reiki sessions, tarot readings, cacao ceremonies, magical AF gift bags valued at over $200, and all delicious vegan plant-based meals for an incredibly affordable price. I keep saying, think Goop and Canyon Ranch vibes, but for the same price as retreats that are held in bunk beds or in tents in the woods. It's a sick deal, you guys. And it's like the most gorgeous house on a private beach in East Hampton, like looks like a movie set, and we're going to be working some really strong magic. I have some powerful witches coming already, but we do have a few slots open. So if you book with the code from the podcast, City Witch VIP, you will get $100 off. There are also a couple of options if budget is an issue. We have payment plans. We also have shared room options that are a little bit less expensive if you want to bunk with a friend. Not literally bunk, sleep in your luxurious bed with a friend. That's also a less expensive option. So I really hope to see some of you guys there. There are, like I said, a couple spots left. So look into it if it's calling to you. And I hope you guys have a magical Knight of Swords week. Thank you so much for listening, and as always, stay magical AF.